Excuse me, miss. Did you need help reaching that? Here, let me. There you are. No problem. I gotta say, it's nice to see someone else express interest in this author. Yeah, I don't know anyone else who's ever read them. Really, that's amazing. Which one is your favorite? Yes, I love that one too. The way they describe the scenes is incredible. I could close my eyes and see the world they created so clearly. I can't help but envy their imagination. I don't think I could come up with anything even half as intricate. Oh, that's wonderful to be inspired like that. I'm sure any author would be flattered. What kind of stories do you like to write? Ooh, that's definitely right up my alley. If you ever publish, I'll be getting myself a copy for sure. Oh, you're welcome. Who else do you read? Get out of here! Yes, I just recently started her work, too. It's the only poetry I think I've ever truly been just captured by. Wow, which ones have you read? Ooh, I haven't yet got that one. What's the theme of the collection? Well, of course, love, that is her forte, but context-wise. I get the feeling it's going to be a tearjerker. Better ready the tissues. Me? I'd say Musings in Twilight. What can I say? I like flirting. And I think we could all use a little bit more cheesiness in our lives. And besides, the way she delivers, there's something about it just hits different. Well, I can't remember it by heart, but I think it goes like, the line that's like, your eyes, it was particularly moving. It was like, when I travel to the core of their sparkle, I throw away the map of your eyes so that I may rest my heart there. Like, it should come off as a corny pickup, right? But it doesn't. Are you flustered? Seems like you like that collection more than you were letting on. What's your favorite? Oh, come on, I promise I won't laugh. I wasn't gonna risk making things awkward, but now that you've said it, Waves Rise really does hit a sweet spot. Let's see, how's it going again? Waves rise, a touch ignites, my skin on fire, pure delight. Your face to mine, sweet night. I can see the smile you're trying to suppress. You seem to very much enjoy the imagery. Mm-hmm. So you know what the next book in the series is, then? She always makes the final entry hints to the next book's theme. Perhaps you've read Nox Tantric? Oh, you really are cute when you're flustered. Do you have a favorite one? Yeah? Would you like to share? Such a good one. I've reread Breathe In several times. Favorite rhyme was, you've gripped my heart like I do your thighs. You take all of me as I bask in your cries. Fuck. It just sends my mind to a very enjoyable space. Did your breath just hitch? Okay, if you say so. But to be sure, I've never had the pleasure of discussing that book with anyone before. Thank you for being such a welcome first. What was that? You sure it's nothing? Well, very well. Anyway, I have taken up a lot of your time and tested your composure enough, which was very enjoyable, but I better let you get back to... I think you dropped this, this remote thingy. Not yours? Are you sure? Well, we're the only ones here in this aisle. Maybe I bumped it off a shelf. I don't know. So strange. I wonder where it came from, or where it goes. Whoa, hey. You okay? You in pain? Cramping or something? No? Are you sure? Oh? Oh, you think this might be yours after all? Really? Interesting. If it's yours, why lie to me? What does it go to, huh? You're avoiding my gaze. And don't think I didn't notice that little lip bite you did. I think I can guess what this little guy might go to, but let's double check. Was that a moan I heard? I think it was. I think that this remote goes exactly where I thought it did. Does a sweet, seemingly innocent thing like you enjoy playing in public? Yeah? Bite that tongue all you want, but your face gives it away. Caught you. Now, question is, what now? Because from what I can tell, you wouldn't just wave this around and drop it so easily. Did you really think I haven't noticed? I'm in this bookshop often, and I've seen you many times. Our eyes would meet for a moment or two, but you'd always be quick to look away. You always look so adorable. The sweet, nerdy girl, always tucked away in the corner, lost in a story. And sometimes I see you smile, lick and bite your lip, and move your hips ever so slightly, and I'd always wonder, just what might she be reading to get a reaction like that? But judging from what we've just discussed, I think I could guess. But what else might you be holding, Let's see. A cookbook. Funny movie insults, and yes, an erotic novel, just as I had suspected when I saw you last week when it rained that afternoon. Is that what you like to do, sweetness? Do you like to wear a special toy out in public? Reading dirty poetry and tales while secretly grinding against it? Such a naughty little bookworm. I like that. But I think that maybe you are in need of something more. You did well at hiding it, but don't think I didn't see. Because I did. Many times, as you squirmed ever so slightly in your seat, you would sneak longer looks at me with those big, pretty eyes. Each time biting that sweet little lower lip like you wanted to say something to me. Caught you again. Now, since you were suddenly wanting this remote back, I have an idea. A game, even. If you win, I'll give you back this little guy. You lose, I keep it until next time. And we play again. How does that sound? Good girl. Let's begin then. Slowly first. There we go. How does that feel? Good? Good. Now start walking. Where? Show me your favorite sections. Tell me about the other kinds of books you enjoy. First, let's see where you got your cookbook from. And move slowly. Draw attention to us, and you lose. That's it. All the way to the end of the aisle. All the while, feeling your little friend push and vibrate against you. Easy, little girl. You can't let anyone hear you. Just one curious look. Game over. Mm-hmm. That's right. Lean against the bookcase. Pretend we actually give a fuck about the books right now. Now pick one. Read some to me. And every time you finish a sentence, I'm going to press this button here. One that says, pulse. Don't worry. No one's watching. And even if they were, they just think I was reading over your shoulder. My hands tracing your waist. My mouth right up against your ear. Little do they know that I'm doing this. Start reading. The secrets of chocolate, huh? How very appropriate, since it's considered an aphrodisiac. Go on, educate me. Oh really? Interesting. Easy, little girl. You're already starting to moan a little bit. Keep going. Getting more sensitive, are we? Yeah? Good. Keep going. So chocolate that's higher in cocoa mass has a flavor that's not as sweet, but rich and deep. Shh. just begun. Put that book back. Take me to the section you got the movie insults from. That section over there? Okay. Start walking. Carefully. I'm right behind you, just admiring the view. Oh, easy there. I got you. Shh, shh, shh. Is that one a little too much? Sorry. As much as I'd love to see how weak your knees get, this isn't the right place. We don't want to make a scene. And you don't strike me as the type to give up. I thought not. Just here? Okay. This area is a little more open than the other. We're gonna have to be especially quiet here. More people might come through. But I wonder if I were to touch you here, just above your chest, would anyone notice? Or kiss you here, just next to your ear? Will you be able to suppress those delightful whimpers and moans enough to stay unnoticed? Did anyone look? No. Turn around. Face the bookshelf. There you go. Lean against it a little. Why? Because you'll be needing the support. For this. Shh. Quiet. Quiet, sweetheart. Yes, I can hear it, but only just. That gasp was far louder. I can only imagine how wet you are down there. Shall I check? Shh, don't worry. No one can see. I checked. So long as you can keep quiet, I'm just gonna wrap an arm around you, innocently enough, and slowly trace that hand lower over your stomach to the waistband of that cute little skirt. Shh, it's okay. It's okay, I've got you. I'll keep a lookout. Just focus on that feeling of my hand slowly sliding under your panties. Oh, fuck, you're warm down here. And there's that toy of yours touching against your clit. And it's inside you at the same time? Interesting. So naughty of you. And what do you know? It's completely coated. Fuck, that's hot. What if I just pressed its tail end firmly to your clit? Oh, shh, 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 hush. Baby girl, you'll get us in trouble. Yes, I can feel how strong the vibrations are. I know it's hard, but you're doing so well. And we're not done yet. Fuck. I'd love to taste you right here and now. But everyone would see. They'd probably call us every name in the book. Even if you and that book you have right there. you would too, huh? Then tell me. If I were to hike up your skirt, right here in this bookstore, and replace my hand with my tongue. What shocking names would you call me? Search your book. Find me some. Try to keep those beautiful gasps between us. I don't like sharing. Yes, sweet thing. I'm very, very greedy. Now quit stalling. Find me some insults. And if they're not good, well, I'm either gonna rub a little firmer, or this gets turned higher. Start looking. A wart-faced buffoon. Cute. But no, not good enough. Shh, I know, it's getting even more difficult. I can feel your pussy getting so wet. You'll probably soak through those panties soon. But it'd be a good one next. The last thing you'd ever fuck. That's a good one. I'd be upset if we believe that. Yes, I know, don't worry. This is all part of our little game. A jerk-off face, huh? Well, as much as I love the Big Lebowski, that's a miss. Miss Bookworm, too juvenile. Shh, dear little one. You're practically panting in frustration. We can stop if it's too much, but then I win. No? Are you sure? That's my girl. One more try before we move to the final round. It's okay, take your time. I'm just gonna press it against your clit once more. Careful. I felt that slight buck of your hips. My cock is so hard. I'm sure you felt it against your ass. Perfect place to hide it in more ways than one. Believe it or not, I'm trying not to be too vocal myself. You are so damn gorgeous and cute at the same time. Shh, someone's coming. Just act natural. Keep reading some aloud.
Yeah. Only Monty Python would say your ancestors smelt like elderberries as an insult. Very bizarre. Oh, yeah? Shakespeare had some fun ones too, huh? Like what? Yeah, he certainly was creative, but saucy boy? That wouldn't hold up today. It sounds rather lewd, too.
Being so close to being found out like that, I think you enjoyed it as much as I did. They walked right behind us and never even saw my hand in your panties, brushing against your clit this whole time. Oh? You found one? Also Shakespeare, huh? Well, by all means, wound me with your words.
son of a mongrel bit. Oh, damn. No need to bring my mother into this. I'm teasing. Don't worry, little one. I did ask for it. Oh, yeah? And what were the other two you liked? A bloody body villain and a 3 inches fool. good ones. You win on that one. But why do so many of Shakespeare's insults come off as almost sexually charged? Yeah, I like that one. Seems he had little time to wind down. Okay, enough of that. Let's go to the last round. First, though, I don't think we could get away with my hand still under your skirt while moving. Besides, I want to taste you. Fuck. That's good. You're lucky we're not alone. Or I'd be pressing you to a wall. And devouring you. That look makes me think you'd enjoy that. Yeah, I bet you would. Where now? Oh, I think you can guess. That's right. The section you get dirty books from. The spot that tends to be hidden away, right in the corner, practically out of sight. Let's go. Oh, look, there's a seat. Barely big enough for the both of us. I'm tempted to have you sit in my lap. Sit next to me this time around. Nice and close. Now tell me. Last week when you caught my gaze and bit your lip while fidgeting in that cute green sundress, which book were you reading? Oh, really? Corny title. Get it for me. Tell me its plot. Briefly, though. Oh, that's so cheesy and typical. What? It is. I'm not saying you can't like that stuff. It's just not my thing. I much prefer to live the fantasy than read it. It's much more enjoyable. Wouldn't you say? I thought so. Read me that passage. Which one? Oh, I think you know. Yep. That's the one. The one you could barely stay in your seat for. Oh, that was fast. So familiar. You memorized the page number. Start reading. Oh, and I'll just be increasing the speed on your little friend bit by bit. That expression. Let's hope your toy can keep up. Keep going. mm-hmm.
upset. Don't mind me. Well, I just kiss your jaw, your neck, the shoulder. Easy now. Keep reading. Shh. Such a good little girl. Reading so attentively while I have my hand tracing up your back. Gently massaging your neck. No, sweetness, hide those moans. People could still hear us. What? Oh, you're getting close. I thought so. Keep reading. We'll get there. I'm not one to hold out on you. Sounds like the heroine of your story is about to come. Oh, and look at that. It's gonna be on her lover's tongue. Is that what you pictured, little girl? As you snuck little looks at me? Were you just as keen on the thought of my tongue? Just slowly licking flatly against your pussy. And all the while, my fingers would be oh so gently stroking in and out of you. Answer the question, sweetness. I thought so. Well, maybe sometime we can address that. For now, lean forward so I can slide my hand back under that skirt and cup that toy firmly against you. I can feel you grinding a little. Your panties are soaked. Keep reading. I want you to imagine that's you and me. My head in between your thighs. My fingers rubbing slowly, softly on your clit. And my tongue fucking you so damn deeply. I can't think straight.
Yes, sorry. I dropped a book on her foot. Sorry. We didn't mean to worry you. No, she's fine. Aren't you, sweetheart? Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Well, look at that.
Despite how hard you tried, I'm afraid that constitutes a loss.
so close. How you feeling?
Good. That's good.
A little embarrassed? I think you enjoyed every minute of it. Your pussy certainly did. Oh, fuck, that's good. It's okay, it's okay. Catch your breath slowly. In. And out. Good girl. Your mouth tastes so sweet. As does your release. If I had known this before, I'd have approached you sooner. How foolish of me. Guess I'll need to make up for lost time. Might involve a coffee and cake or two as well, if you're keen. Excellent. No, I have no place to be today. Let's stay like this for now. I'm curious about your thoughts on the other collections in this series. I've always wanted to be able to discuss it with someone and other things with you. I want to know all the ins and outs of this beautiful mind and gorgeous body. See just what makes you tick, fluster, and moan. Yes, please. That's a good girl. I look forward to it. As for our new game, why don't you come back this time in a few days? We'll play again then.